Chapter 11. Completion Confirmation. Murphy entered the barracks and found that the title next to his name had already been updated and that he'd been moved up higher onto the board. This wasn't all that surprising since everything was handled digitally these days, but he couldn't help but think the Rear Admiral's computer would be slower than the rest. His bunk was still intact, but there was a message on it commanding that he pack up his belongings and move to Building 6. That meant he would get his own room. Nothing wrong with that, he thought with a smile. He sat on the edge of his bunk and pulled out his data pad to look over the mission completion confirmation. It was SSMC policy to send an email to all personnel involved in every mission. This made little sense to Murphy, seeing that an open communication such as this was clearly less than secure, but there wasn't much that the SSMC required that did make sense. The first section merely detailed the primary objective, its level of secrecy, and the fact that Murphy had completed the mission and was promoted to lieutenant for a job well done. He scanned over the rest and found most of it to be fluff until he hit the correspondence between Rear Admiral Parfait and the Courtenor Space Command. Now was his chance to see how the Rear Admiral had so skillfully masterminded this ordeal. The headers read, "To the Courtenor Robot Space Command, from the office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Courtenor Robot Space Command, we're in need of your assistance regarding a top secret mission to Lopso 2. The details of this mission cannot be fully divulged, but we are requesting that you provide transportation from the Chaffian Hub to Lopso 2 and back again. Additionally, we ask that you provide two of your soldiers to assist in this mission. Best regards, Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait."
So far, it seemed innocuous enough, but Murphy's curiosity got the better of him, and he continued scrolling in order to read the Courtenor's response. The header said, "To the office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, from the Courtenor Robot Space Command, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, we at the Courtenor Robot Space Command would be honored to assist you in your time of need. Could you please relay your specifications for the two soldiers that you have requested? For example, do you require robots who are trained in special weaponry, stealth tactics, espionage, computer hacking, data manipulation, explosives, or any combination therein? Sincerely, Courtenor Robot Space Command."
At this point, Murphy had to see how the Rear Admiral had replied. For all of the things that he'd learned about Parfait, the man had never shown the ability to think strategically. But the way things had been set up with this mission, Murphy couldn't help but think that the Rear Admiral wasn't quite as inept as he'd seemed. Murphy scrolled down once more. The header read, "To the Courtenor Robot Space Command, from the office of SSMC Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait, regarding top secret mission.
Dear Courtenor Robot Space Command, it doesn't matter. Just send any old clowns. Best regards, Rear Admiral Stanley Parfait."
Thank you for listening to this Platoon F adventure. If you enjoyed this mission and would like to listen and or read more from these authors, please visit www.johnplogston.com. Also, please search Amazon and Audible for the author name of John P. Logston to find more stories. Do note that these authors write in many worlds and have plenty of books to keep you giggling for weeks. And now I invite you to enjoy the full Alien Love Bones song, written by yours truly.
Alien love bone. 3